Are you ready for a chemical emergency? Let's learn how to prepare. Hello, my name is Erin Hawkins. I'm with the City of Corpus Christi, Nueces County Local Emergency Planning Committee, also known as the LEPC. Here in the Coastal Bend, chemical accidents do happen and can evolve quickly. In a chemical emergency, you are on your own while first responders evaluate the incident. Preparedness for a chemical emergency is a personal responsibility. It is up to you. Today, we will discuss planning ahead both for sheltering in place and for evacuation in the event of a chemical emergency. Here are some tips from your LEPC. Be prepared with your own personal safety plan. Safety is your responsibility. In a chemical emergency, it is usually safer to stay and shelter in place. However, in some cases, you may be told by officials to evacuate. You need to plan ahead. Know how to shelter in place and how to evacuate. Have a plan in place. Know where to get information. Have your safety kit ready. And as your partner, the LEPC is here to support you. Be prepared. Use your five senses. Stay alive with all five. Do you see a cloud hugging the ground? Smell a sharp odor? Hear an explosion? Taste some bitter gas? Or feel, sense chemical danger? Trust your senses and take immediate action. Register for Reverse Alert emergency notifications at reversealert.org. It's free, and you can choose the information you want to get and how you will receive it. This will alert you to emergencies within Corpus Christi and Nueces County. Listen to KLUX FM radio at 89.5 FM. Have a NOAA alert radio and tune it to the local National Weather Service. Watch and listen to local television and radio stations. Call the LEPC information line at 361-826-4636 to receive a recorded message regarding the incident. Visit the City of Corpus Christi's webpage at cctexas.com or visit the Nueces County webpage at nuecesco.com. Only call 911 for emergencies. How do I spot a natural gas leak and what should I do? By sight. Seeing a white cloud, mist, fog, or blowing dust, bubbles on standing water, dry spots in moist areas, or areas of dead vegetation may indicate a leak. By sound. Hearing an unusual sound like roaring, hissing, or whistling is an indication of a gas leak. By smell. In a raw state, natural gas is odorless and colorless. Utility companies add a substance called mercaptan to create a rotten egg smell. Take immediate action, even if you only detect a slight odor of natural gas. Leave the area immediately. Do not try to find or stop the leak and warn others to stay away. Do not drive in a vapor cloud. Do not come in direct contact with gases or liquids. Don't use an open flame or ignition source if you suspect a leak. And do not start motors or turn lights on and off. Call 911 or the owner of the pipeline from a safe location away from the leak. Pipelines are required to be marked. The markers will indicate the materials transported in the line, the name of the pipeline operator, and the telephone number where the operator can be reached in an emergency. If you are going to excavate or dig, you must call 811 before you dig. It is the law. This allows underground pipelines to be located and marked to prevent injury and damage. You must call 3 days before any excavation. Now that we know the signs of a chemical or gas leak, let's talk about shelter in place and evacuation due to a chemical emergency. To be prepared, you should have an emergency shelter in place kit ready in the event a shelter in place order is issued. The items for your kit include a towel, water, flashlight, check the battery regularly, radio, also check the battery regularly, masking tape, and duct tape, plus a first aid kit. These items can be easily added to your hurricane safety kit so you will be ready for all hazards. What do I need to do if a shelter-in-place order is activated by local officials? Gather family members, coworkers, children, and pets. Go inside your home, place of business, or car. Close doors and windows. Designate one room as your shelter. Turn off air conditioning or heating. Secure the door by placing duct tape along the edges. Moisten a towel and place it along the bottom edge of the door or window. Use masking tape to place on your window pane to prevent flying glass. And listen to radio or TV for emergency information. What do I need to do if an evacuation order is activated by local officials? Plan your route in advance and take your emergency kit with you. Know several ways to leave your home or workplace. Follow the planned route and go directly to your destination. Keep a map handy. And let your family, friends, and coworkers know that you have arrived and are safe. Remember, it is up to you to stay informed and stay safe. In other words, safety is your responsibility. Be prepared by making your personal safety plan, knowing where to get information, and have your safety kit ready. Remember, it is up to you to stay informed and stay safe. In other words, safety is your responsibility. Be prepared by making your personal safety plan, know where to get information, and have your safety kit ready. Your local emergency planning committee, the LAPC, reminds you to be safe and be prepared. If you have any questions, please call the LAPC at 361-826-3960. Thank you for listening and have a great day.